Hey y'all, I'm Tiff Vinn. I'm your host for today's podcast on Thoughtsmanship, the Legacy of Dr. Forrest C. Shackley, where we get to discover stories of Dr. Shackley's philosophy at work and share them with you. Today's guest is Roland Oosterhuis, Presidential Master Coordinator and Builder, who was raised on a farm, became a school teacher, worked in the insurance business, then thereafter found and stayed with Shackley for over 50 years, or just about 50 years. Roland is a master trainer traveling across the states to build the field's confidence, which he says comes from Dr. Shackley's charisma and undeniable belief in himself and his Shackley family. Hey, Roland, thank you for being here today.
Well, I tell you, I'm impressed with that introduction, Tiff. That's very nice. That's very good. And it's so nice being on this podcast with you. You're a special person, you know, and that's great that I can be working back and forth with you. That's good.
Oh, thank you, Roland. I know that I claimed you. I know you don't like to be an object. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But when I heard that Roland Oosterhuis is up for grabs, I was like, I want to do it.
That's nice of you.
Thank you. So I think it is interesting just between the two of us, you having 50 years of experience with Dr. Shackley's philosophy, working with Shackley the company, being with Shackley throughout the different transitions that we've been through. And then there's me, who has been alive for 26 years and has been involved with Shackley for about six, but not really paying attention until about 4 years ago. So where am I going with this? Well, I just wanted to kind of speak on the kind of confidence that you saw from Dr. Shackley and how that affected why you maybe chose to join Shackley to begin with.
Well, that's a great question, because I heard about Dr. Shackley from the people who sponsored me, Madeline and Roger Trottier. And they always told stories about Dr. Shackley. Dr. Shackley said this, Dr. Shackley said that. So I was pretty prepared when I met the guy. He's got to be pretty special. I had that in my mind right away. Well, I was really, really enthralled, felt very, very good for the opportunity to meet him. And my expectations were good, but he went beyond my expectations. It's hard to describe somebody who has that charisma, but he did. And you just wanted to talk to him. It's hard to describe, but you can just tell when you're talking to people whether they really care about other people or not. And he did. It was always about other people. It was always about the field. Even Dorothy Shackley, his wife, would ask questions every time I talked to her. She said, how's the field? How's everybody doing? How are you doing? It was never about themselves. And that's one of the things that I just felt right away. And I know other people did too, and that's why we were drawn to coming into Shackley and joining this belief that he had. Mm-hmm. Because he always talked about being in balance and harmony with nature, help the other guy. Yes, you can make the income, but focus on helping other people first. And I related to that, and a lot of other people did too. It felt so comfortable, because that way I'm not worrying about myself. If I think about somebody else, boy, I just makes it a lot easier. And that was the first thing that I learned when I met Dr. Shackley and had a number of opportunities to talk with him.
Wow, that's amazing. And just to jump right into this part is, the current energy right now, maybe, that we have at Shackley in the field, being in this day and age in 2018, how do you think Dr. Shackley's legacy, thoughtsmanship, and philosophy would help us in this time?
Well, every company has a cornerstone, a foundation, something they build on. And this company was very, very, very successful with that foundation, that cornerstone of helping the other person live by the golden rule. And therefore, in order for Shackley to continue being very, very successful, they must continue with that philosophy. Mm-hmm. It's just what built it. It's like building a house. I mean, you got to continue building with the same things that you started with. And Dr. Shackley, as an example, said, I will not make a product that will damage a living tissue cell.
Mm-hmm.
He was just very, very firm about that. And that's why I believe that philosophy has been maintained in that we have such incredible quality products with all the science mm-hmm. behind it. And just think of it. If Shackley deviated from that and did not have good products, this business would suffer immensely. It'd be gone. It would mm-hmm. be gone. So we must continue with that foundation, that cornerstone of that belief.
That's true. It's amazing how long Shackley has been around. And then, you know, living through all of the different advances that happen in other companies in the marketplace. But I'm seeing and I'm hearing you say is that there's no competition because Dr. Shackley, we were able to uphold what Dr. Shackley said about, you know, we are not going to harm any living cell. We're not going to create anything that will harm a living cell in our body. And the fact that we've been able to keep that up for so long, for over 60 years, and we're still here, says a lot.
That's right. And, you know, Shackley did not start with a lot of razzle-dazzle and let's get everybody excited. And that is still the message today because we have mm-hmm. such quality. Dr. Shackley did not have to explain in great details, and he didn't, as to why this is so fantastic, this is a blue light special, this is the most. No, it's just very basic. And you took that basic principle and understanding to heart, and he kept it so simple. As an example, you know, his wife asked him one time, she said, do you think we'll ever get out of the state of California? And he said, yes, my dear. And that was enough. It was not, I think so, I hope so, we're going to really try. No, it's going to happen. That was where that belief came in. And mm-hmm. keeping it simple, oh my goodness, he just kept it so simple. There was a time when Shackley had a trip to Acapulco. Mm-hmm. And people were discovering that using of the basic age for kids that were getting the sunburn and so on, the little kids, it didn't redden, it didn't blister and so on. And we heard about it. And I thought, oh, boy, here's another great use for basic age. You know, Dr. Shackley probably doesn't even know about it, even though there's about mm-hmm. 1,000 different uses. He doesn't know about it. I'm going to surprise him. And so it just so happened that particular evening he and his wife were having dinner. And went over to his table afterwards and a little chit-chat and then, you know, said that, you know, we found something new for basic age and how little kids don't, you know, get the sunburn and redden and blister and everything else. And I thought, man, this guy, he's going to give some real great details that nobody has heard. I don't know what he's going to say, but it's going to really be good. Well, it was good, but it was not what I was prepared for. He just looked up from his dinner and said, isn't nature amazing? And that was it. That was it. But that also supported the belief and the confidence that the guy had. And that was a message that was delivered again and again. And it's a great thing for people to learn today, the importance of having that belief that also gives mm-hmm. you that confidence.
That's amazing. Thank you for sharing that. Just to switch it up a little bit, I want to know what I'm most curious about is the biggest challenge that you had to face and maybe how you dealt with it using Dr. Shackley's philosophy. I want to get a little personal, you know?
Ooh, this is a good one. You brought up a good subject. Oh, This has been so valuable, what I heard. It just so happened that the upline sales leader, Madeline Roger Trottier, Madeline mm-hmm. was going through some difficult times with somebody in the group who was very envious of her. It just so happened the person was going through a divorce and very envious of Madeline and, you know, saying things to her that were very hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
And she felt very bad about it. And so there happened to be a meeting for the master coordinators at that time in San Francisco area, and I believe they were all taking a cruise on the San Francisco Bay, and Dr. Shackley was on. And she got Dr. Shackley off to the side, and she says, "Dr. Shackley, what do you do when somebody is mean to you? They're probably hurting on the inside, but they're not nice. They're trying to find fault with you. What do you do? What do you do?" And he said, "Madeline, you be so nice, so nice, so nice, they can't hurt you." And boy, I have remembered that again and again. Perhaps people are going through a miserable time in their life, and you want to say some things, but just be nice. That's the way Dr. Shackley was. I never heard him criticize anybody. I just never heard him say negative things about anybody else.
He was so empathetic.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
And it just makes me think about the visualization that I'm having now. Is I've heard a lot of stories about how Dr. Shackley, ran around in the prairie and studied nature and was very in tune. And that way that he was in tune with people and knowing to empathize with them rather than criticize them is a mm-hmm. huge lesson that I've learned from him as well. Amazing.
That's right. And he didn't care who got credit for something that was good. If he was part of it, that's okay. But he didn't have to get the credit. But mm-hmm. he was so curious as to learn everything he could. And therefore, he was not afraid to be himself, mm-hmm. to be authentic.
Yeah.
And there was a time in Detroit, Michigan, there was a meeting, Shackley meeting, about 300 people. He and Dorothy came to that meeting, and he had this wig on, this white wig, hairpiece. And, of course, he didn't have a lot of hair at that time. And he didn't say anything about it. I mean, here's a guy that you see pictures of him, pretty baldy, and then he has his hairpiece on. I thought, wow, what's going on with this guy? And he never said anything about it, but I found out later that he had made a bet with Colonel Sanders saying that he would wear this wig that was real white in color, like Colonel Sanders' hair, and he'd wear it for a month. And he didn't care what people thought. It didn't matter. And I just remember distinctly at that meeting when we were standing around talking and asking questions and everybody wanted to talk to him. And it was during the hippie era in the 70s. Mm-hmm. And a young guy came up to him with real long hair, and he says, "Dr. Shackley, what do you think about people who wear long hair?" And Dr. Shackley says, "Well, we have a lot of waste material that comes out of our body, but we really don't have to hang on to it forever." And the guy just turned around and walked away. He didn't have anything else to say. It was not for, it was not against. It's just, a matter of fact.
That is hilarious. He just has these one-liners.
Goodness. That's right. He did have these one-liners. And he got right to the point. He got right to the point on everything he talked about. Wonderful.
I mean, I think what you're saying is important, and I'm just thinking from the field right now. I am very in touch with the field. I get a lot of messages on Facebook, and all kinds of people contact me and ask me, how do you do this and how do you do that? And what I'm hearing you say, that the way Dr. Shackley organically grew this business was through being authentic and having confidence and maybe not knowing everything. And I think that's something that happens when we start to want to grow something like a Shackley business. We feel like we have to go out and gather a bunch of information and then try to look like a professional when we just have been in the business for a week. But what you're saying and what you have said is that Dr. Shackley wasn't ashamed of being curious, And there was power in that curiosity, and he was confident in what he did know. And what he didn't know, he didn't have to claim it. And I think that's such a powerful message for the field, for anyone who's starting out right now or have been in Shakti a long time looking for the right tools. The right tools may be just owning what you don't know and owning what you do know and being curious about people. That's what I'm hearing what you say, Roland.
That's very true. And the thing is, he had such a great purpose in life. When you have a great purpose, you say, I'm going to continue striving for that great purpose. And therefore, it's not about me any longer. I'm going to do my best. I'm going to make some mistakes. But I have this great purpose. His great purpose was to help humanity. It was not, well, maybe I can have a little better business as a chiropractor and get some supplements out to some people and so on, make a little income. He had a very big purpose that he could make. He made a product that he said is going to be very, very good. It's going to be safe. And he also said that I heard him say personally, I can take any other supplement on the market and improve it by 50% just the way we process things. And he had this idea that we're going to do the best, but I'm going to help humanity. I don't know, it's kind of hard to grasp your head around that, but that means I'm going to help the world to make a change. And when you have such a strong purpose, then you continue moving in that direction and you're seeking out solutions. And I heard him say, I didn't discover anything. I just found something that was already there.
Wow.
And that's the way he viewed things. In other words, don't give me credit for discovering something. I just found what was already there. Nature already had it for us. And I found it. That's all.
Wow.
And I'm looking
for
more. Very powerful.
I feel that way when I think about Shakti and I'm sharing with the field or I'm sharing with new people. And I take so much ownership in not creating Shakti. The fact that I didn't create it, I love that part because I didn't have to do all that work and it already exists. And all we have to do is participate in that.
Absolutely.
Amazing. So what is your favorite Dr. Shakti quote and why? And then we're wrapped up.
I loved it when I heard him say many times, to heck with yesterday, what's doing today? We can't do anything about the past, and therefore, why dwell on it? And his message was, let's keep searching. Let's keep improving. Let's keep helping other people. And therefore, he kept emphasizing the future. And that, to me, is what that saying represents, what he said, to heck with yesterday. What's doing today? Where are we going with this thing? And I feel that's such a great way to look at Shakti. Many people may want to dwell on things that didn't go right or whatever, but it's a great learning experience because if I have a big purpose and a big goal to do wonderful things, not just for myself, but basically for other people, then it will come back to me. I'll get benefits. But if that's the purpose, then I can really focus on the future.
Incredible. I mean, that's the best way to end this episode. Thank you so much, Roland. I'm going to listen to this 100 more times because there are these little nuances and little golden nuggets that just keep arising in my head. And we wanted to keep this short, so hopefully you get to rejoin us again in a future episode to give us a little bit more about Dr. Shakti's legacy. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's been enjoyable.